Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Good evening and welcome to Encouragementology. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. We are talking about restoration through forgiveness and freedom. What are you carrying around that you can't seem to let go of? Is it forgiving a loved one, a person who has wronged you, or is it forgiving yourself? Whatever is creating the baggage, you can't achieve freedom when you are bound by your past. Why can't you move on? Now, I'm not suggesting this is easy or something you should have figured out by the end of the show, but I'm hoping you'll be open your heart, your mind, and consider a new perspective. Restoration, becoming whole, mending the broken, giving new life. Let's give it a try. So we're going to look at the topic from several different angles. So don't lower the volume or turn your channel because you think this doesn't apply to you. Let's talk about letting go of anger and forgiving someone or something that has wronged you. How this affects your health both positively and negatively. We're going to look at both of those ways. We'll also look at shame and guilt and not being able to forgive yourself. How this way of thinking can keep you trapped and prevent you from becoming the best you and setting and achieving your goals. We're also going to visualize freedom and what that must feel like. Wouldn't that be great? Using that as a motivator to start moving in the right direction. Now, we've all experienced some level of hurt, whether we were mistreated, left brokenhearted, or lost our faith or trust in someone, we have all felt pain. We cannot change the past. And that's just the truth. We cannot change the past. I know you've heard that, but we have to keep saying it over and over. And we also can't change people. With this in mind, it's important to remember what forgiveness is really about. Forgiveness is not about erasing the past. That cannot be done. The past cannot be erased. It isn't simply forgetting what has happened. Sometimes it's beneficial to remember the pain so that we don't have to endure it again and again. It's not about making someone else see their faults or expecting your forgiveness to change their behaviors. We'll talk more about that. It's time to get honest with yourself. Are you trapped by your reluctance to forgive? Someone has wronged you and it's just too monumental to simply forgive. How could you ever move on? I mean, wow, let's not even go there, right? Is that what you're thinking? If you could change the situation, what would you do? If you could do anything but change the initial circumstance, since that's an easy one, but the only one that can't be done, what would you do? Much research has been done on the personal, interpersonal benefits of forgiving and the detriments of not forgiving. That is, studies show people unwilling to extend forgiveness to someone who has done them harm will often withdraw from social relationships and tend to experience deep loneliness. Additionally, a loss of trust occurs more than not, discouraging them from ever developing future close relationships. Depression and anxiety are often leading causal reasons, but one particular motivation often overlooked is deeply rooted stress. Now, I'm not talking about the stress of a Monday. I'm talking about deeply rooted stress. It has long been discovered that our bodies are incapable of dealing with stress. That is, high levels of stress can lead to the deterioration of our health. One study of many linking stress with an unwillingness to forgive examined the immediate emotional and psychological effects occurring when participants recalled hurtful memories and harbored resentments, i.e., unforgiving. Equated when they nurtured empathetic viewpoints, taking and perceived extended forgiveness toward real-life wrongdoers. Results indicated unforgiving feelings encouraged more aversive emotion, significantly higher electromyogram, EMG, skin conductance, heart rate, and blood pressure. With physical deterioration comes the emotional and mental decline as well. What does all that mean? It means we have to find forgiveness for our own health and well-being. Forgiveness is about giving you the power to accept the situation for what it is, letting go, moving past anger and pain, and moving into a better and healthier place. Sounds easy? Well, obviously it's not, since we've carried this type of resentment around for probably a long time. So what are some of the things that you could do? Well, let's talk about that. First of all, we need to look at your role in the situation. It's often really easy to find fault with the other party, and sometimes they really are at fault. However, it is important to look at your own role as well. What could you have done differently? Are you partially responsible? If you have some responsibility and are able to accept that responsibility, it makes it a little easier to consider this next suggestion. Have some empathy. Often we make the assumption that we have been wronged intentionally when this is not always the case. We should try to see things from other perspectives. Think about how they may have been feeling or what they might have been thinking. Try to consider not only how they were feeling then, but how they must be feeling now. By having empathy, we are sometimes able to understand, which makes it much easier to forgive. People are always changing, and what happened in the past might just be one of those issues where someone wasn't quite evolved enough, emotionally evolved, to handle the situation. Remember, you have the power and you are in control of yourself. No one can drive your car unless you give them the keys and let them take the wheel. No one has control over your emotions but you. No one has the power to make you dwell on past situations but you. If you are stuck, it's because you have made that choice. You can easily make the choice to move forward and forgive. We have to make a commitment to move on. If forgiving someone was easy, everyone would do it, and we would live in a world with no past hurts or resentments. Wouldn't that be nice? Forgiveness isn't easy, and it can't always be done overnight. Recognize that the amount of hurt, resentment, anger, or pain you feel developed over time, and sometimes over a long period of time. It's likely that it's going to take time to work through these feelings and come to a place where you can truly forgive. And to truly forgive, you have to let go. Let go of the past. It is over. The only place the past takes place is in your mind. You're the one continually replaying it. The only person that can keep you in your past is you. Wish the ones who hurt you well. We can't say we truly forgive someone and wish them hurt or harm, right? Once we make the conscious decision to forgive someone, we have to move on. We have to let go. We may have to love them from a distance and wish them well in our hearts. Forgiving and learning to love those who hurt us in spite of the things that they've done is one of the most powerful pieces of all. Now, you have the steps, but what about the why? Not only will it mentally relieve you of the responsibility of harboring this anger, but it will benefit your overall health and wellness. We always have to remember what these toxic emotions can do to us. Every day, you have a responsibility to yourself to live the best day you possibly can. Life is so short. And life with the effects of bad health can feel forever in torture. Resentment is a process where we repetitively replay feelings of hurt and the events that led up to it. However, when we go through the event in our mind, We don't just think of the facts, we also relive all the feelings associated with it. It affects us over and over again, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Why can't we just let go of anger? What is that? We really need to explore those feelings. People are changing, we're ever evolving, and sometimes tragedy happens and harmful things happen, and those things are very, very difficult to forgive, let alone forget. And so I'm definitely understanding there are so many different levels to forgiveness. But in order to get freedom, we have to move past those feelings that are keeping us trapped. We talked about resentment, that process of just replaying those hurt feelings over and over again. Why can't we let go of this anger and resentment that we feel towards people who have done us wrong? You know, the answer is simple. We think that in keeping this anger and resentment alive, we're protecting ourselves from getting hurt in the same way again. We also feel a need for them to understand what they did and why it hurt us so bad. You may also want them to see it from your perspective, admit wrong, apologize. And until you get all of that, it isn't resolved. The problem is that may never come. Which means if those are your conditions, you will live with this feeling forever. Do you want to live with this feeling forever? Two steps forward, three steps back? You know, recent research studies have indeed shown that persistently feeling resentful toward others can affect not only your mental health, but your physical health as well. Yes, bitterness can make us sick. It's not an official diagnosis yet, but healthcare professionals have a term they call post-traumatic embitterment disorder, or PTED. Often people who won't or can't seem to forgive are diagnosed with this. Persistent bitterness may result in global feelings of anger and hostility that, when strong enough, could affect a person's physical health. This was by psychologist Dr. Karsten Roche from the Concordia University in Montreal, Canada. This means that even though you started out angry at one person or event, the anger and resentment will grow strong enough through the years to be directed not only at that individual or event, but at everyone around you. Doesn't even matter if they've done you wrong. Holding on to that anger for all this time, this essence changed how you see others. And even a slight mishap can produce strong feelings of anger in you. Can you see that? How the anger can be lying just right under the skin. These emotions are fresh. These feelings are not deep, but shallow. They're right under the surface. So anything can set you off. Boy, that really gives you something to think about. When you feel that anger bubble up, have you ever rooted down to the source? Really got pinpointed where that trigger is? What is causing that anger? Is it something you've been holding on to for years? Maybe think about one of your last fights with a loved one or your spouse. This could be a spat, not necessarily a full-on fight. But have you ever drudged up the past and brought it into the present argument? These are things that you're harboring, things that are just under the surface that you haven't resolved. And then they just sort of mix into, well, this is what's all wrong. Let me just dump that in there as well, like you're making some sort of resentment soup. Oh man, that's pretty easy to do. Everyone gets angry, so don't think I'm dismissing that emotion. We are talking about restoration through forgiveness. When your anger turns to resentment and you carry these feelings with no end in sight, it's time to look for alternative measures to protect your own health. For me, I don't like to be in a bad mood. Seriously, I just don't. So when I start having these feelings, I try to admit my role in it. Really, am I to blame or are they to blame? You know, who's got most of the blame here? Then I try to evaluate my control over the situation. And this is a big one, because if you don't have the power to change the situation, what are you going to do? I mean, that's the way I look at it. If I don't have the power to change it, why am I carrying it around? I have to let it go. I also try to learn from this experience, being careful not to go overboard, right? Because sometimes you can get hurt, burnt, and then you become calloused and you can start shutting everyone out. Well, you start overgeneralizing. You know, that person wronged me, now they're all that way. Everyone's going to be that way. So when you're using words like always and ever, or I never get, or I always do, you're overgeneralizing. So the pendulum can swing too far. And instead of building healthy boundaries, right? Healthy boundaries around yourself, you build fortresses, huge walls, concrete, no one can get through. So you try to find a happy medium between the two. Right? How can you do that? Well, you can start by evaluating your role and really understanding what happened, who's to blame, and is there any chance that you can fix the situation? Be honest with yourself. If it already happened and you can't change it, you have to move forward. If you're always in this state, this heightened state of resentment, the constant increase in blood pressure and the release of chemicals will build up and it will ultimately take a toll on your body. Instead of helping us, our survival response could eventually increase our risk of developing heart disease, depression, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue, and other autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or allergies. When we cling to memories of bad events in our past and relive the pain over and over again, it's not hurting others, it's hurting ourselves. It prevents us from healing and it stops us from moving on with our lives. Letting go of our anger and resentment toward other people is not for them, it's for us. Learning to tend to our own wounds and forgive is a gift that we give ourselves. Maybe it's you can't forgive. The shame and guilt of choices you made in your past keep looping in your mind, consuming any joy that threatens to permeate your self-loathing. What a dark and lonely place that can be. How can you climb out? We're going to look at some ways when we come back. We are going to take our next musical break. We are featuring Shauna P. Shauna P has been writing and interpreting her own songs for years and even secured a coveted publishing deal while performing with the Music Mafia in Nashville, where she lived and honed her craft for 12 years. While living and performing in Nashville, Shauna P shared the stage with great artists such as Kid Rock, Charlie Daniels, George Clinton, Big and Rich, Gretchen Wilson, James Otto, Scott Weiland, and Donna Van Zant. And even recorded a duet of her original song with the legendary Michael McDonald. We are going to listen to Broken by her band Earth Funk Music.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. When the storm is raging and everything is coming undone, where can I hide until I see the sun? How do I survive? Deal with all of this pain? I've got no shelter and I can't stop the rain. I feel I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind. No one understands me. No peace can I find. Don't know if I'm gonna make it back onto the battlefield. My armor's so heavy, can't even raise up my shield. When this world has left me broken, when this life has left me feeling black and blue, when my soul is dry and thirsty, just smile and think of you. I'm pulling it together. I can see the light of day. where there used to be no way. I'm slowly getting stronger with each breath that I breathe. My load's getting lighter. Now I can finally see.
Carbon Nail is sponsored in part by your membership contributions and by Robco Audio. Robco Audio, supplier of live audio, PA rentals, and DJ systems. Robco can provide sound reinforcement for any application. Robco Audio features the services of the bands Four on the Floor and the Venturis, and specializes in live music presentation. Robco Audio and Carbon Nail, 529-2279.
Support for WDBX comes from Mike's Music of Carbondale. Mike's Music offers services on all stringed instruments from string changes to neck and body repair, upgrades, and customization. Mike's also buys, sells, and trades all types of musical instruments and equipment and offers private one-on-one instruction for guitar, bass, and piano. Mike's Music at 816 East Main Street in Carbondale or on Facebook. 618-529-3444.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Eddie Case.
This is your boy Ben Juggin.
Jimmy Bones.
Hey, y'all. I know it's going to be hot this summer, so what's up?
Looks like we host some pool parties around Carbondale.
Be sure to look out for us at The Point, July 13th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Live music, raffles, games, food, and open parking.
It's poolside with the Pearl Session. Be sure to come, y'all. Ow! Summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Because basketball
courts in the summer got girls there. You're listening to Encouragementology on WDBX 91.1 FM Carbondale. Let's go to the community calendar. July 4th is just around the corner, and the city of Carbondale is going to have a fireworks display from 9:15 to 10, and it is going to be free. The city of Carbondale is partnering with Southern Illinois University Carbondale to bring the annual fireworks display back to campus. You can catch this year's show, again, Thursday, July 4th at 9:15 p.m. Parking at the Banterra Center, formerly SIU Arena, is accessible by using the US 51 Saluki Drive or Pleasant Hill Road Arena Drive entrances. Lincoln Drive will be open. However, Douglas Drive will be closed between Lincoln and Saluki Drives between 6 p.m., beginning at 6 p.m. Spectators are encouraged to arrive early. Parking along US 51 and other roadways to view the fireworks is prohibited. The partnership between the city and SIU celebrates Saluki tradition, pride, and promise throughout the last 150 years. In the event of rain, the city's fireworks display will be held on July 5th at 9:15. If you have questions, contact Carbondale Public Relations Officer Amy Fox at 618-559-1939. So welcome back. We are talking about restoration through forgiveness. And we just talked about forgiving ourselves. Maybe we are the ones that need to forgive ourselves for something that we did in our past, choices we've made, things we've done. Maybe we are the ones that are preventing ourselves from moving forward. So how can you do that? Again, easier said than done, but Dr. Fred Luskin, director of the Stanford University Forgiveness Project, has conducted studies and workshops on forgiveness, working with men who've cheated on their wives, kids who've dumped their parents, and a whole lot worse. The biggest obstacle of self-forgiveness is our tendency to wallow in our own guilt, says Luskin. It's not just that we feel bad because we know we've done something wrong. Everybody does that. But some of us actually draw those bad feelings around ourselves like a blanket, covering our heads and refusing to stop wailing. Does that sound familiar? That sounds nuts to you. You're not alone. But some of us try to use those bad feelings like a talisman to ward off the consequences of our actions, says Luskin. We curl up in a ball and say, hey, look how bad I feel. See how I'm suffering? I'm pitiful. I'm pathetic. I can't be punished any more than this. It wouldn't be fair. It's a crazy form of penance, says Luskin. Instead of taking responsibility for what we've done by trying to repair the damage or making things right, many of us unconsciously decide to punish ourselves by feeling miserable for the rest of our lives. Well, it's time to let that go, and he offers 12 steps to self-forgiveness. Grab a pen and paper. You're going to want to do this if you are feeling this way. Number one, categorize the offense. Most of us find it hard to forgive ourselves when we've done one of these four things. You fail at some major life task, such as making your marriage work. Your actions have hurt someone else. You've hurt yourself by the way that you've led your life, drinking or doing something else that's self-destructive. You didn't do something you thought you should, such as intervene in a family dispute or put money away so that your kid can go to college. Categorizing the offense begins the forgiveness process, he says. It allows us to break down what you did, look at it, get a little distance, and begin healing. That is so important to get an aerial view of what you're dealing with. A lot of times when we're feeling this anger, we're feeling this hurt, we tend to overdramatize it. Instead of getting above it and seeing where it's taking over our lives, we have to get a different perspective. Number two, know how you feel. Articulate the specific wrong you committed and the harm it caused. Tell a couple of trusted people about what you did. Get their support, their care, their advice. Sharing reminds us that everyone makes mistakes. We commonly think we're alone and unique in our suffering, but it only makes healing more difficult when you think that way, when you isolate. Confessing what you've done also prevents you from slipping into denial. Right? That's an easy one to do. Justifying these feelings, suppression, repression, and forgetting. Number three, understand what you want. You don't necessarily want to reconcile with the person who hurt you. You just want to get rid of the shame, release the blame, and feel calm and whole at your center. Freedom, right? Feeling freedom. Understand what you want. Four, recognize unrealistic expectations. We talk a lot about expectations on this show. Most of us have a set of unconscious rules hovering in the back of our minds about how we expect others to behave. But those rules, many of which we absorbed in childhood rather than actually thought about, are not always realistic. Number five, identify the hurt. Realize that hurt feelings, guilty thoughts, and tummy-tightening stress that you feel whenever you think about this offense is actually making you feel bad. Not what you did 2 minutes or 10 years ago. It's your reaction to it today that's causing the problem. It's a habit that has to go. Number six, hit the stop button. Replaying what you did over and over again in your head isn't going to help you or the person you hurt. It just makes you feel bad. So every time you catch yourself ruminating over your sins, stop. Refocus your attention on something more positive. Being able to catch yourself mid-thought is actually using a different part of your brain. it's growth. Number 7, apologize. When you can't forgive yourself because of something you've done to someone else, sometimes all it takes is a sincere apology to make things right. Apologies are most effective if made in person, of course, but if that's not impossible, consider wrapping your apology in a little humor. One woman who owed her husband an apology sent him a copy of the game Sorry with a note asking if they could play. Not to be beaten, her husband responded with a copy of the old Brenda Lee single I'm Sorry, Sweet and Simple. In the 12-step program, making amends is also just being willing to make amends. Maybe you can't go back into a harmful situation and you can't actually talk to the person, but being willing to make amends is where you want to go with that. Number 8 is practice PERT. PERT stands for Positive Emotion Refocusing Technique. It's a 45-second strategy Luskin developed to use whenever you start beating yourself up over past sins. Simply close your eyes. Are you doing it now? Draw in a long breath that gently pushes out your belly. Did you do that? Then slowly exhale as you relax your belly. Draw a second breath and exhale. On the third breath, create a mental image of someone you love or a beautiful place in nature that fills you with awe. A beautiful beach, a path through a majestic redwood forest, a mountain stream tumbling over rocks. Breathe deeply as your mind explores the natural beauty around you. Notice how you feel and allow those feelings to center on the area around your heart. Number 9, make amends. Where you can, turn around and help someone else. Do good rather than feel bad. Not only will you forgive yourself, but doing so will turn your life around in ways that you cannot imagine. Number 10, lose the wicked witch thing. Once you've made amends, it's time to stop telling yourself the old story in which you're the Wicked Witch of the West. Start telling yourself a new story, a heroic story in which, despite your human frailties, you do everything in your power to be a forgiving person. Rewrite your ending. Number 11, put things in perspective. One day, think of all the kind and loving things you've done today alone. The stray dog you picked up and returned to its owner, the crying child you distracted so its mother could eat lunch, the dry cleaning you picked up after work so that your honey could exercise. Think about it for a very long time, and you'll realize that you've become an amazing person. Number 12, replace guilt with gratitude. Feeling bad about things you've done in the past can create a pretty painful present. So while you're learning how to forgive yourself and move on, give yourself mind and body a break from all the shame and guilt by replacing them with gratitude. Here's what Luskin suggests you do. Walk into your nearest supermarket and give thanks for the abundance of food that's available. Go to a nursing home or a hospital and give thanks for your own good health. When driving, mentally thank each of the drivers who follow the rules of the road. If you have a significant other in your life, thank him or her for caring for you every day. Really notice the salesperson in the store who waits on you. Thank them for helping you. As you wake up each morning, give thanks for your breath and for the gift of life. After all, it's so much better to do good than to feel bad. Okay, are we in a good place yet? Do we have some strategies for forgiveness? So what's ahead? Ah, yes, freedom. Living in freedom, guilt-free, shame-free. All things have been made right and you are unencumbered. Wouldn't that feel great? What a great feeling. What will you do with all this newfound freedom? When your mind isn't being consumed with negative thoughts that play at a crippling volume, you are free to pursue your dreams. You have time and energy and an open road to move forward. You may want to take your time and just enjoy the space and time you've got. What got you into a place of resentment will always need care. It may just be the way you're wired, so you will always have to be mindful that it could be your knee-jerk reaction. When you can see it, when you can stop it, again, you're growing. You're using a different part of your brain. each day, take inventory of your feelings, your energy, and where you want them to go. Find gratitude first thing and continue to focus on the little things that you could appreciate throughout the day. Collect these as if you're collecting a bouquet of flowers. Each tiny daisy will add fullness to your day. Be kind to yourself. Personal growth isn't easy. It comes with challenges, so don't let the first bit of resistance take the wind out of your sails. Adjust them to pick up the wind and carry on. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on this show about restoration. I hope that you have picked up a few strategies, maybe uncovered some things you didn't realize you were holding on to. This is the time of the show that I like to recap because we do cover a lot of things. You know, we talked about forgiving someone who has wronged you, not forgetting, but forgiving, and really understanding possibly your role in the situation. Not that you're to blame in any way, but really going back and peeling off all the different layers to uncover what really happened. A lot of times when we're hurt and we sort of cower and pull ourselves into a self-healing mode, we tend to not remember all of the details until we revisit. It's painful, so we don't necessarily want to go back to it, but it's good to explore so we can really uncover what happened. What's our role and what can we control? If we really can't control anything about the situation, obviously we can't change the past. It is what it is. We can't change people. We've already come to that conclusion. So what can we do? Really, what can we do? We can carry it around and keep beating ourselves up and keep dissecting and dissecting and trying to find the right answer, or we can simply file it away as a bad situation, something that happened in our past, and we can move forward. Before moving forward, we also want to try to learn, what is it that we could take away from that situation? Not to shut the world out, protecting ourselves, but what really could we learn from that situation? Maybe create a healthy boundary for ourselves. It is taking a toll on our health. We've already discovered that. Stress can lead to so many different health issues. It can also prevent us from reaching our goals. When you're always thinking about the past and replaying that event over and over again, how can you focus and find energy to reach your goals? Are you even goal setting, or are you stuck in this loop? We also talked about forgiving ourselves. Sometimes we are harder on ourselves than anyone else. And if you listen to the self-talk in our minds, you might be horrified at the way we talk to ourselves, beating ourselves up over and over again. You know, if you feel like you deserve to feel this way, we need to re-examine that because everyone makes mistakes. And as long as we're willing to address those mistakes and identify our role and responsibility and learn and make a commitment to move forward in a new way, in a different way, then we need to celebrate that choice and not beat ourselves up over and over again and maybe put so much blame on ourselves that we possibly can't find freedom. We don't need to be stuck there. How can we move forward? Well, we talked about Dr. Luskin and his 12 ideas, which were amazing. You know, some of those, again, that I'd like to highlight is definitely categorizing. Really find out where this kind of lands on the scale. And having realistic expectations for someone else's behavior and emotions. You might be waiting for that perfect apology that is never, ever going to come. You know, we also need to think about apologies and making amends. You know, sometimes we say writing a letter and then keeping that letter tucked away. If you can't really, maybe it's apology to yourself if it's not another person. But you can definitely get your feelings out. And making amends can be as simple as the willingness to make the amends. Understanding your role and responsibility and how that affected another human being is so, so important. Sometimes we rush through life and we don't understand how our our actions, how it can hurt another person. And we're just so busy with our own lives, we don't really take the time to understand that. We have to get to a place where we can see it from all different perspectives. Really having empathy. We also talked about practicing PERT. That was great. Having that, just that 45-second strategy, just to kind of bring yourself back into your body. You know, we use one called freeze frame, which is more about anxiety at the moment. But they're basically similar in that by simply closing your eyes and drawing in a long breath really puts sort of some space between you and your thoughts so that you can gain a different perspective. And you need that space or that aerial view to be able to put things in perspective. So once you draw in that breath, it's all about concentrating that breath around your heart, right? And then also in the PERT practice, it also talks about finding that sort of happy place that we talk about in some of our other practices. You know, appreciating the beauty, appreciating the mountain streams, appreciating a beautiful forest. By doing that, you're just sort of rechanneling that energy into a positive way of appreciation and gratitude versus shame and guilt. So anytime you can reframe your energy from a negative to a positive, obviously you're going in the right direction. I also liked when he talked about telling yourself a new story. You know, negative self-talk is so damaging. And a lot of times it's based on limiting beliefs and things that we pick up in childhood and we carry along with us. Maybe your wronged situation happened a very long time ago when you were a child or when you were younger. Maybe you've created this wicked witch story based on limited beliefs of your past. Break through that. Start talking about what you did right. Start creating heroic ending to your life. Create heroic moments throughout your life. You have the power to forgive yourself. Again, forgiveness is not easy, but you deserve it. Don't you think? You deserve to live a life of freedom. Freedom from pain, shame, and guilt. Freedom of resentment and bitterness. A healthier life. If you are struggling with forgiveness or have a friend or family member who's struggling, please share this show with them. You can revisit this show on the WDBX archive, which is wdbx.org/archive. You can also see this show and any past shows at encouragementology.com. So I challenge you, take the step to freedom today for you. Accept what cannot be changed and let go of what can't be controlled. Forgive. Start new in a fresh direction where freedom and self-care is valued and cherished. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.
I stumbled through until the path was clear.